come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land.
All aboard.
We have ignition.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Oh, look at all the people.
People that start the show rolling.
Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 355 of Word on the Main Street podcast. I am one of your hosts, Sean Lords.
And I'm Brian Lords.
And we happen to have a show for you today, believe it or not. Crazy times.
Right.
But before we get into the episode of today, we do want to let you know it's presented by All Enchanting Ears, Yvonne Paradise, Beck and Ruby Lords, and Bill Schirkenbach. Thank you for being members at buymeacoffee.com/WOTMS. Everybody should head there and become members as well. Also, let's thank our beautiful, talented sponsor, Get Away Today.
Absolutely. Get Away Today is a fantastic travel agency to work with. And if you need to get away, make sure to contact them today. They are going to do their very best to make sure that you have the most magical trip possible, whether that's Disneyland, Disney World Resort, Aulani Resort in Hawaii, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, or any other non-Disney, less magical destination. They're going to be there for you every step of the way, from the time that you book your trip till the time that you return home. And they have many options to be able to help you get that trip booked. Like their layaway plan and their peace of mind plan that help you make those payments over time and make it so that if you do have changes that come up that you're not being charged any change fees. So I definitely recommend taking a look at those options when you get your trip booked. Of course, when you do book your trip, let them know about our promo code. That is Main Street Pod 10. That's all lowercase, the number 10. And that is going to get you $10 off any two-night or longer Disney travel package. So visit them in their office in South Ogden, Utah, online at www.getawaytoday.com or give them a call at 855-GET-AWAY. That is 438-2929.
And of course, that $10 is going to get you many, many amazing things. Well, many, many possibilities of amazing things. Probably won't get you many, many things. You know what I'm saying? Maybe one of many amazing things.
Yes.
Maybe two of many amazing things. But let's just go. Let's go simple. Favorite of everyone. A delicious and possibly nutritious skewer from Bengal Barbecue.
I guess if you get the vegetable one.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Meat's good for you.
Yeah. Oh, I know it's good for you. People just might not see it in the same way I do.
It's good for your soul.
Yes.
But yeah, get yourself some meat or veg on a stick. Or take it off the stick. I don't know. Just put it on a plate and eat it with a fork. I don't care what you do, but enjoy it.
Right.
Enjoy it one way or another. But yeah, this week at the Disneyland Resort, the hours are as follows. April 18th, Disneyland's open 8 to 8, DCA 8 to 9, and Downtown Disney 7 to 10. April 19th through the 21st, Disneyland's open 8 to 12, DCA 8 to 10, and Downtown Disney 7 to 1. April 22nd and 24th, Disneyland's open 8 to 10, with DCA open 8 to 10, and Downtown Disney 7 to 11. And then April 23rd at Disneyland, once again, is open 8 to 8, DCA 8 to 10, and Downtown Disney 7 to 11. Just says that there's special ticketed events for April 18th and 23rd over at Disneyland. Not sure exactly what's going on. This is going to be the second and third special ticketed event on these days. I don't know what it is. I don't. If anybody does,
let us know.
Let us know, because I'm very intrigued. But the events, of course, Food and Wine Festival is going until April 22nd, which is next this coming Monday. Right? That's the 22nd.
Yes.
That's crazy. Crazy times,
It really
folks.
is. It really
All they
is. I
want.
cannot believe how fast the year goes.
Yeah. Seems like the Food and Wine Festival goes forever. And then it's
It
just
is a
gone.
longer one.
But yeah. As far as closures go, Disneyland Haunted Mansion is of course closed, and so is Splash Mountain. Although when Splash Mountain opens, it will no longer be Splash Mountain, but seems like there's a lot of progress being made. We'll talk about some of that later. But Matterhorn is currently closed as this episode releases, and it is open on the 18th. So tomorrow, as this episode releases, it will be reopened. But then it's going to close again on April 22nd, which is Monday, and will reopen April 25th. And there will be more closures for Matterhorn coming up. And then Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln will have already closed by the time this comes out, April 15th. No set reopening date yet. California Adventure, Redwood Creek Challenge Trail, still closed. No set reopening date. But the bakery tour is set to reopen April 17th, which is today, as this episode releases. So don't you worry about that bakery tour that has the incredibly long lines. It should. It's free. It's free sourdough.
Right?
Why wouldn't you go?
I do enjoy doing that every now and then.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And then Incredicoaster is set to reopen on the 18th, which is tomorrow, as this episode releases. So, yay. Stuff will be reopened and then stuff will close. It's
That's
fun.
the vicious cycle that is Disneyland.
Yeah. So that's it for this week at the Disneyland Resort. If you're going, have fun. If you figure out why they're closing at 8 two nights this week, please let us know. Otherwise, we'll head on over to Brian's Trivia Corner, where the trivia is at a 90-degree angle and presented by All Enchanting Ears. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Brian's Trivia Corner. It is literally in a corner.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is once again trivia time.
Oh, yeah.
And as Sean barely told you, it is once again brought to you by All Enchanting Ears. I got to give him a hard time because he almost missed it,
I almost
squirrels it
forgot.
in there at the last second. But yeah, we are grateful to All Enchanting Ears for sponsoring our trivia, of course. They do great work with if you need some new ears or some of their awesome 3D printed Disney gifts. They've got a lot of good options for you. So definitely go check them out, allenchantingears.com. You'll be very happy with the product that you receive. They do very good work. Everything that I have ever received from them has always been very high quality. Does tremendous, tremendous work. So definitely cannot recommend them enough, but go visit them over at excuse me, over at allenchantingears.com, and be sure to let them know about yet another promo code, WOTMS10. That's the number 10. And as we've mentioned before, unless of course this is your first time with us, in which case, welcome. But that will get you 10% off, not just one item, not two items, your whole order. Unless, of course, your whole order is one
Yeah,
item
that's true.
or two, then
Then it will work.
yeah, it still works. But no matter how many items you buy, you get 10% off of the whole order. So rack up a nice big bill with them and then watch the money just fall right off as you put in
Just melt away.
WOTMS 10. So definitely check them out, allenchantingears.com. And let's get right into last week's question. Those of you that remember, it was, what is the name of the quote unquote head salesman you encounter on the Jungle Cruise. As Sean mentioned, I'm pretty sure you don't
Ooh.
get to see this person anymore.
That was a good
Well,
sound effect.
it's a very good sound effect. But you can definitely still visit him at his enchanted tiki bar because it is, of course, Trader Sam that is the head salesman in the Jungle Cruise, or was anyway. Now
Yeah.
he's making drinks for everybody.
Does it still say Trader Sam's on his little, does it say Trader Sam on his little shack there?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Me either. But he's gone from serving or selling you whatever shrunken heads and other random things he can find to selling you booze.
Yeah.
And
Good
so
old-fashioned libations.
that's right. The awesome tiki cups that I wish I could get,
Me
but
too.
never in the area when they are up being sold. So, but yeah. Trader Sam is the answer. Let's go ahead and get right into this week's question. And that is going to be, what was Walt originally going to name his quote unquote magical little park that was going to be next located next to the Burbank Studios? So when Walt first came up with the idea to build a park, what was he planning on calling it? If you know the answer or think you know the answer, make sure to send that to me. That's Brian, Bryan dot WOTMS at gmail.com.
And of course, you're always welcome to shoot me an email if you'd like at Sean, SEAN dot WOTMS at gmail.com. You can also follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And if you want to support the show, like you should, there's a few ways to do that. The best way, of course, is to listen to the show every week, every Wednesday. Share the show, share the episodes with those that might also enjoy it. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe and leave a nice 5-star review on the following platforms.
That would, of course, be Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Play, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, and Reason.
And if you need a reason to give us your hard-earned cash,
I see what you did there.
you can do that by visiting our T Public store, which is in the show notes and on our social media pages. All you have to do is look. And yeah, you can buy stuff. There's stuff you can buy. I was trying to think
Lots
of
of
a third way
stuff.
to say it.
I was too, but I couldn't think of
But,
anything.
yes, buy things. It'll be fun for everybody. Or you can just do the funner thing or the more fun thing, whatever's more grammatically correct, and just give us your hard-earned cash at buymeacoffee.com slash WOTMS. It'd be great. Be a good
True.
time for everybody.
Real good time.
Well, I think it's about time. Word. I think it's about time for the meat of the episode. The filling to the Earl of Sandwich bread of an episode. I don't know. I kind of lost everything there. Bad example, but we are the delicious. This is the not we. This part of the show is the delicious tender meat and cheese that you have inside of two pieces of bread. I don't know.
I was just going to see how long this analogy was going to keep going.
I can go forever. Don't
I
know that
will be
it'll
right here.
make much sense, but I can go forever. But yeah.
Almost said something. We'll keep it at that.
Let's start with DOS. Yay, DOS. DOS updates. If we're German,
Awesome
right?
updates. I like it. I didn't think about it that way. I had to think about that for a second, but I got what you're saying.
Yeah, so DOS updates. Sounds like they're just cracking down. That's all it sounds like.
As they should.
There's people taking advantage of it. You know who you are. I know you exist. I
And we
get it.
don't like you.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating at times for us lowly individuals here that just buy a ticket and go inside and pay for Genie Plus. But yeah, there's definitely people that need it.
And we appreciate that they have that service for people that do.
Yes. Well, there's people that don't, and like I
And we
said,
don't like you for using it.
you know who you are. But one of the big things is I know that if they end up seeing that you had lied about your status or answered one of your questions falsely, they will possibly ban you from the park, or at least not let you come in for a while. So don't lie, don't cheat, don't swindle, even from a
In
big
other words, don't be a
corporation.
politician.
Yes, on either side.
Yeah.
How do you like that? Anyway, we're not one-sided.
Nope, we're not.
Anywho, what was I saying? Oh yeah, DOS updates.
Updates.
It sounds like if you're doing day of DOS stuff, instead of going to town hall, they're gonna have somebody outside of the park in the Esplanade, likely at one of the old ticket booths that they don't use anymore. So there's not that huge line that comes out of town hall every time you go in
Right.
the park. If you're somebody that is celebrating a birthday and all you want is a freaking button, it's going to reduce that line, which is great. It's great.
That's good.
So that'll be moved there. Yeah, that's all I read, really. I don't know if you've heard anything else in regards to the DOS pass. I know that there's some other solutions for different types of problems, but sounds like the DOS pass is more for like autism. Like if somebody's extremely autistic or has Down syndrome or something like that, where if you just need a wheelchair, lot of the rides now are the lines are wheelchair accessible.
They will accommodate
They
you.
want you to get a wheelchair and wait in the line like everybody else. Because you're sitting in a wheelchair, you should be able to sit. So I think that makes sense. Unless it's not up to date on the wheelchair accessibility, then I get it, right? But like Peter Pan, there's no way. No
No,
way you're getting through that line.
I can barely get through that line, and I'm not a very big guy.
Yeah. It is
Bigger
a
than I
small
used
line.
to be, but
So, anywho, they were also talking about like return from restroom things, where like if you need to leave the line to use the restroom, you'll be able to come back without
don't know if I saw
annoying
that.
everybody. I assume you'd be given some sort of ticket or pass or
So I
something.
can be walking through the line to get back to my party. I like the guys in Wayne's World
Yep.
with the
Showing off
backstage
your.
pass. Because that's what I would do if I had that.
Yep, exactly. So, anyway, no more abuse of the DOS pass, which I think is great because I'm pretty sure that was one reason I waited. I want to say an hour and 20 minutes or so to get on the storybook freaking boats. Oh no, not storybook boats. It was Casey Jr. Circus Train.
Both of which could be brutal lines.
Yes, Casey Jr. Circus Train is even worse, I feel like. So I don't recall any shade in the queue.
It's pretty minimal at Storybook too.
You think?
I think
I can't
so.
quite remember Storybook. But yeah, that was the
Now
worst.
both are not fun to wait in, which
People
is
kept coming into the exit line
yeah.
and they would never let any regular normal people in, and I don't
Yeah.
know why. I'm guessing DOS mixed with the plaids, and it was just wasn't good. And then
Yeah.
I distinctly remember my daughter had a little turd incident right when we got on the train. I was like, just kill me now. One thing I remember was we were probably an hour into the line, and when we got in line, it said that it was like a 20-minute wait or 25-minute wait. And the cast member looked at it, like when we were there for like an hour at that point, it was like, I think maybe we should increase the line wait time. And we're
Right.
like, you think? You
That's
think?
crazy.
So anyway.
Yeah. No, those two rides can take forever
Yeah.
to get on, even without anybody coming up to the exit to get
It
on.
was
Like,
wild.
there's a reason that I love those rides, but I don't ride them that
But not
often.
enough. Not enough for that. And I don't know that I'll ever do it with my children ever again. I'm sure I will. But
I'm sure at some point.
yeah, so DOS, if that was something you used before, just make sure you fit the necessary necessity necessitations
Yeah.
to get the pass. But yeah, we definitely want to talk about Brian's favorite thing to talk about next, and that is more new creatures for Tiana's
Gosh.
Bayou Adventure. But the good thing about
Nobody
this update
cares.
is it gives us a look inside.
Okay,
A look
okay.
inside. So
That I can appreciate.
yeah, it's really just a picture of some frogs on a log. Where else would they be? Am I right?
Right.
I think there's about four little speckled frogs sitting on this speckled log. And I will say, when I was looking at the frogs, there was one that really kind of freaked me out. The little frog, the littlest frog, whose name is
Yeah.
Isabel. And then I realized why Isabel freaks me out so much. And I think part of it is because her eyes follow you everywhere that you go. So her eyes are recessed into her head rather than pointing out. And for some reason, it just looks really weird to me. And I don't know that I like it. So anyway. So yeah, there's four new creatures who perform. So we had the Zydeco band before. Then we had the Rara music before right after that, before this. And now we have Afro Cuban music by some
Goodbye,
frogs.
frogs.
So I didn't know it was a French type of music. Just kidding. Played by frogs.
Love that
Anyway.
the ginormous frog's name is Mondo.
Mondo. So yeah, we've got Felipe, who does Felipe play? You're good at reading this stuff. Piano. He plays the leaf piano, I guess. And then we have Mayra. I assume it's Mayra. Maybe it's Myra. Not sure. But
Guess we'll find out when we ride the red.
maybe. Do you think they'll even say their names?
Who knows? Tiana might.
This is Felipe, Myra, Mondo, and Isabel.
Was a very good Tiana.
Yeah. Myra plays the trumpet. It is made of a flower. It looks like a honeysuckle.
That it does.
So, and then Brian's favorite, the big old Mondo.
Oh, yeah.
Mondo plays the conga drums made from bottle caps. Bottle cap drums. And then Isabel, who we've talked about already, plays congas. But they are, to be honest, they look like the man-eating plants.
They do look like what are those? They're not, I don't
I
know,
know.
I would call them man eating, but
Well, they eat meat, right?
they're carnivorous.
Carnivorous
It's your
plant.
plant, I think is what they're called.
Fine. Carnivorous plant. They're like the
Pitcher.
bucket ones. I don't know what, I
I think
can't
it's
think of what
called a
they're called.
pitcher plant.
Pitcher plant. That sounds about right. So yeah, hopefully she's careful. Doesn't fall into her conga drums.
Yeah, it's a pitcher plant.
But if anybody's wondering what Afro-Cuban jazz is, I would like to know as well. But apparently it is, it's gotta be something from Louisiana, I would imagine. If not, kind of weird. But for some reason, Afro-Cuban doesn't sound too like New Orleansy to me. Sounds like it should be in Miami or something.
Right.
But who knows? Who knows? But yeah. It says let's see, Gloria and Dolores, I don't know who they are best friends who love to observe folks as they float in logs down the bayou. So don't be surprised if they keep their watchful eyes on you as you float by. Well, then that wasn't Isabel I was thinking of, right? Or do all of these frogs stare at you? I
All
don't know.
creepy.
I don't know. Stop looking at me, frog. There's also
Just watched Billy Madison the
a
other day.
stop looking at me, swan. Yes, somebody used to say that to me at one of my jobs. They'd say, "Stop looking at me, Sean."
Funny.
Yeah,
I like
they'd
that.
say it like that.
I might have to use that.
But yeah, and then it says Larry the armadillo is a mischievous fella, while quiet in demeanor, seems to always show up where you least expect him to. He has a habit of borrowing things that aren't his, although those things eventually make it into the right paws. I don't even know like what to think about that. There's
Yeah,
no
that's a little
picture. There's
weird.
no artwork for Larry. So, should be weird. Hopefully good. Hopefully
Yeah,
good. I
right.
think this image looks good. I like the image of the frogs on the logs.
And they all do appear to be looking right at the camera.
Yeah, that's true. They're gonna be looking at you as you float. Float along.
They also don't appear to be playing any instruments.
No instruments at all. So I'm wondering if this is even them, but I'm pretty sure it is. Maybe you'll see them later
Maybe.
playing their Afro-Cuban jazz. Right. That's it.
Hate to get off topic again, but it's part of the show. Isn't the band that Dan Castellaneta's character on Parks and Rec referred to the don't even want to say this on the show, but the lesbian band, are they Afro-Cuban?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I remember that. I don't remember
Think the band's
that.
name was Nefertiti's Fjord.
Yeah, what a show.
Ew. I love Parks and
Yeah,
Rec. It's It's so funny. I might have to go look for that. I'm pretty sure they were Afro-Cuban something.
It's possible. I'm curious what that even sounds like. I might have to look up some
Right.
Afro-Cuban jazz. But yeah, before we move into food stuff, it's time for a little around the Disney globe type stuff. We used to do that once upon a time. I just thought this was weird. That's the only reason I wanted to talk about it. I think it's weird. So, Disneyland Paris is changing their second park, which was used to be called Walt Disney Studios Park. Kind of cool, right? It's themed after Walt Disney Studios. I think like the outside even looked like the building with the seven dwarves holding up
Yeah.
the structure or whatever. Anyway. Yeah, they're changing it and they're calling it Adventure World. And I thought that was stupid.
Yeah, that is kind of dumb.
My first thought was, okay, you have Adventureland in your parks. And there's very specific like theming for Adventureland. And now you're gonna have something across the street. I don't know. I don't know if it's really across the street. Never been. You're gonna have something next door called Adventure World. It just seems like, I don't know. Just to me seems like you'd expect maybe, like if I didn't follow Disney, I would maybe think they're doing a whole adventure themed park. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, that's not what it is. They're going to update like the facade of the entrance. So yeah, it looks like a sound stage with a Mickey fountain up front. I like the fountain. I can't say the fountain doesn't look cool. It is Sorcerer Mickey with some of the broomsticks carrying up buckets of water, and it's a fountain, so kind of makes sense, you know.
That it does.
But yeah, it says Disney Adventure World will mark the beginning of a brand new story, which starts with the park's new entrance sequence in spring 2025. You'll be transported into a vibrant contemporary open-air movie studio world premiere and welcomed to a glamorous movie premiere in the heart of Hollywood. The current soundstage decor will be replaced with all new pieces paying homage to historic movie theaters. Once outside, you'll find yourself right in the middle of World Premiere Plaza, the new Art Deco-inspired theater district currently celebrating Walt Disney Animation Studios and Pixar Animation Studios. If you've been to the park recently, you may notice Walt Disney Imagineering Paris teams are already hard at work turning the former Central Square into something quite special. They're going to be adding in World of Frozen, where it will have a Frozen attraction with the North Mountain and everything. I'm guessing it's going to be similar to the Frozen attraction in Disney World, but I have no idea. Not sure. Then they're going to have something called Adventure Bay. Everybody was all excited that there's going to be what do you call it? What's her name? Tangled, the Tangled movie, Rapunzel. Everybody's all
That's
excited
the
that
one.
there's going to be a Tangled attraction at Disney Paris, but it's just like a teacup ride.
Woohoo.
That's all it really is. It's called Rapunzel Tangled Spin. It's going to take you on a spin through the iconic floating lantern scene. And it's literally like a carousel teacup type thing. That's all it is. So that's cool. Have fun with that. And then they're bringing the Alice and Queen of Hearts show thing on May 25th. They're going to be updating some of the Avengers campus with a nighttime activation that will be taking place at the end by the end of 2024. But yeah, I don't know. I almost felt like this was also part of their answer to Epic Universe. I got that like vibe from the Adventure World logo with the star thing. Anyway, I don't know. I didn't think it was that cool, to be honest. I don't
Interesting,
know.
that's for sure.
I don't know. And,
I hear Adventure Bay, and I don't think Disneyland. I think Paw Patrol, because my
yeah.
kids watched a lot of that, and the pups take care of Adventure Bay.
Yep. Ruby likes that as well. I didn't even make the connection, but yeah, interesting, I guess. I don't know. Seems pretty lackluster to me, but everybody's thinking it's the greatest thing since what did they do last? Wish? I don't know.
Still haven't seen that.
But
Everything I'm hearing from everyone doesn't make me want to see it either.
no, it don't waste your time. I'm curious what you would think of it, though. I really am.
So I do need to waste my time at least for
Have
one watch.
like Lucy watch it or something, and then just be there on your phone or something. And
Okay, I might be able to
I'm
do
sure
that.
she'll like it. I don't know. Ruby liked it. But I don't think she knows. I don't think she can like really grasp like the full story.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They see characters they like and attach to that.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. I kind of feel like don't know if I should say this. I
Probably
don't want to
should.
like offend anybody because we've got a lot of Disney adults listening. Sometimes I just feel like Disney adulting is like kind of like a cult in some ways. You know what I
Sometimes.
mean? Like I feel like Disney announces stupid stuff sometimes and everybody's like, "Oh, this is the greatest thing ever." But like a normal person is like, "That's not the greatest thing ever."
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. There's just people that are very gung-ho about defending Disney on everything. I don't think you need to. I think it's okay that they aren't perfect.
Sometimes you need to call out your favorite things for being
Exactly.
wrong to
Exactly.
get improvement.
Yeah. Right? So, anyway, that thought came to my mind as well when I saw all these people so excited for Adventure World or whatever. But anyway.
Like I said on this show once before, I think, I'm pretty sure I said it on here, Illumination Studio is the best animation studio going right now.
Yeah, I would think so for the most part. I did like Migration, I have to say.
I liked it. It wasn't what,
It's not
it's
like
not
it's not
Despicable Me level,
right.
but it was good.
It's not up to that standard, but like, wasn't bad.
Right. It
I
certainly
did.
wasn't Turning Red.
I laughed at some things. I enjoyed the story.
Right.
That was pretty, pretty decent. So,
No, all in all, I enjoyed it.
and then in March, I was watching Luck again on Apple TV. Have
I haven't
you
seen
seen
it.
that yet? So it's I want to say it's Blue Sky Entertainment or something, and
Oh,
I'm
yeah, I
pretty
believe
sure
so.
John Lasseter's part of it. And anyway, I've always liked that movie. I thought it was a good one. If you want a good animated movie, Luck is a pretty good one. So, I'll
I'll have
anyway.
to check that one out.
Plus it's got Simon Pegg in it. Can't go wrong with some Simon Pegg.
That's true.
So, oh. It's a world around. Right? Want the sound
Kind of
of like
makes
springs
right.
flying everywhere.
Yeah, not from this clock. This clock just dings the once on the half hour and then chimes the hour.
Already
And
that time.
crazy, right?
It is. All
But
right.
yeah, I wish I could rig it up to do the quarter hour as well, but it's not the way this clock was made.
That'd be so great.
I did learn this clock is pre-World War II Germany, though.
Oh, dang. It's pretty dope.
So it's pretty cool. It
Pretty
might be my
dope.
new favorite thing in our house.
Well, Downtown Disney, folks. Downtown Disney. I don't know what I'm doing here. Anyway, they shut stuff down. Tortilla Joe's is gone. That thing attached to Tortilla Joe's is gone. I don't remember what it was called. Do you? There's
I don't, but that just made me laugh.
Takira something.
This thing that tells time.
Oh.
That's what I was just reminded of when you said that.
So, what's replacing it all? What's replacing all this stuff that is closed? So there's going to be a place called Paseo Centrico and Tiendita. I don't
So
know.
apparently, just a bunch of Mexican places.
I guess so. I think they all kind of like go together. Because I think
Okay.
that Uva bar or whatever, that round, is being transformed. Then you've got Tortilla Joe's that's going to be transformed. And then you've got the thing next to it, attached to it, that is also going to be transformed. I don't know why I keep saying transformed, but it says that. Wait a minute. Okay, so these are from Mexico's first Michelin-starred chef, Carlos
Okay.
Gayton. I think that's how you say that. It says that his dishes will take guests on a multi-sensory journey to the heart of his homeland of Huizuco, Mexico. Through three distinctive concepts opening in the next few weeks. I didn't know it was
Wow,
going to be opening that
moving
quick.
quick.
But yeah, Paseo, Centrico, and Tiendita. So, says a
That's kind of
stunning.
cool. I like, okay, never mind. We'll talk about it when we get to
It says a stunning staircase will lead you to Paseo's show-stopping dining room and bar area lined with rich wood, tiles, textures, leathers, and custom accents that celebrate Mexico's craftsmanship culture. An extended upper patio will offer exceptional new views of the district. Did you have something to say on that?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Standout Paseo menu items will include colorful ceviches, Mama's conchinita pibil, which is roasted marinated pork, lamb barbacoa, interesting, and
Okay.
the
Mejillo.
mejillones.
Yeah.
How you'd say that? Mussels. Pictured above, if you're looking at the Disney Parks blog article,
That
looks
looks
good.
way
I
good.
love muscles. I love my muscles. Just kidding. I don't have any. So yeah, that all sounds Awesome. And then Centrico is the courtyard bar and restaurant, which is that circular bar area that we
That's
talked about
where
that used to
Uva
be
was at.
Uva. Yep, exactly. This is going to be an energetic central gathering place serving upscale Mexican cuisine and tequila-based cocktails. Its open, airy spaces designed with custom wood elements and lush greenery will welcome you into its outdoor canopy. The featured dishes at Centrico's will include quesadillas. Ooh, yumma,
Okay.
yumma. Chicken enchiladas, tlayuda, an Oaxacan shareable dish reminiscent of a pizza with a perfect crunch. And then a Caesar salad, which is, I guess, Chef
Very
Gayton's one of
Hispanic.
Chef Gayton's favorites. I'm hoping it's more exciting than just a Caesar salad.
Right. Now the fact that it's a tequila based, like they're focusing on tequila based cocktails, I think like every half hour the song Tequila needs to play.
Yeah. And I'll come with my Pee Wee Herman shoes,
Yeah, there
dance
we
on the
go.
table.
There we go.
I
Found the perfect job
love
for
that.
you.
Yeah, I'll be Pee Wee Herman at Disneyland. That would be weird. So
Just a little.
Tiendita. It says you'll experience Mexican heritage flavors and street food staples on the go. Yeah, because it used to be like a to-go taco thing over there, right?
I believe so.
Then Tortilla Joe's was the restaurant, then the
Yeah.
Uva bar. So through a self-ordering kiosk, menu options will include esquites or esquites,
Love
not sure,
esquites.
which is roasted corn. Fish tacos, ice cream. Oh, ice cream stuffed chocolate tacos.
The Choco
Choco
Taco.
Taco, which I hear is coming back to Taco Bell.
Oh,
So,
and to Tiendita.
yep. And breakfast favorites like chorizo, breakfast burritos,
Oh, yes.
chilaquiles, which is marinated tortilla chips with egg.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah, it says you may even see the expert culinary team at work, adding to the experience.
That's cool. I really like the whole Tiendita shop. This is
Oh,
kind of where I was
that'll be
getting excited
awesome.
about it, just because I'm minorly learning Spanish through Duolingo. Yet tienda is a shop, so then you add ita on the end of it, and it's a
Small
little
shop.
shop.
There you
So
go.
the fact that it's like an on-the-go thing, I just think that's super cool.
Yeah. Plus, it's just nice. You can just go up there, order something. Boom. Get something on the go. And I love fish tacos, so might
Oh
try
yeah.
that sometime.
Now we'll probably have to check that place out.
Yeah, it
Go get a
sounds
Choco
awesome.
Taco.
Choco taco and some fish tacos.
What a
Some
combination.
chilaquiles. But yeah, that's pretty awesome. And then of course our buddy Nick is excited for Din Tai Fung, which will be opening this summer. Yeah, it's a Michelin awarded restaurant brand from Taiwan. They'll have signature soup, dumplings, wontons, noodles, steamed buns, bok choy, pork chop fried rice, and other flavorful dishes served family style. And then it also says there are two new restaurant concepts, which is a steakhouse restaurant and a barbecue eatery that are in the works currently for Downtown Disney. So, oh, this says these will be located on the fruit. Footprint of the former Tortilla Joe's.
There you go.
Weird. So that's turning into a steakhouse and barbecue. So where's this
Could
going?
be over where Ralph Brennan's was.
Ralph Brennan's is still there.
I thought they were getting rid of Ralph Brennan.
Think so. They just changed it, didn't they?
Oh, you're right.
To the
Never
jazz. It's just
mind.
called like the Jazz Kitchen or
That's
whatever.
right.
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, who knows? Not me.
Also, there's an expansion and reimagination coming to Marceline's Confectionery. It's a pretty small shop. And it's always busy, I feel like. At least past couple times I've been there. There's always tons of people in there. So it says they're designing an all new, expanded, and completely reimagined confection experience. While work on this location is in progress, they will have a Marceline's cart in the district. So you can pick up caramel apples, churro toffee, and other handcrafted goodies. During the transformation of Marceline's, the Disney dress shop has temporarily moved to the Wonderground Gallery location. And items from the Wonderground Gallery may be found at Disney Home.
What about the items in Disney Home?
Oh no, I don't know.
They're
World of
homeless.
Disney? Yeah, they're just out on the street. So it's like a little game of, I don't know. It's like you're Mario. You're gonna go get some dresses. And then they're like, ah, your dresses are in another castle. So you gotta go
That's
there. And then you get
hilarious.
there and you're like, I would need some artwork from Wonderground. Oh, sorry. Your Wonderground art is in another castle. Head on over to Disney Home. So, anyway, very weird. But yeah. Next is a foodie guide. Pixar Fest is coming. It's coming quick. I think it starts on the 25th of April, folks. The 25th, 10 days from recording. So what, a week from today is when it
Something like
opens,
that. Yeah, I think so.
when this is released. Oh, sorry, April 26th. It's right here in front of my face. But yeah, Pixar Fest, April 26th, over at the Disneyland Resort, and we've got your foodie guide right here. So we're going to read through this foodie guide like we normally do. So yeah, we'll go ahead. We'll start over at Disneyland at the Alien Pizza Planet, April 26th through August 4th. Seems like a long
Wow,
time.
that is a good long time.
New this year, they have the Cosmic Chili Pasta, inspired by Toy Story, of course. Jalapeno cheddar pinwheel pasta topped with spiced chili, crushed corn chips, and green onions. Nice.
Can get
Nice.
behind that.
They also have the cheeseburger pizza slice, burger patties, pickles, American and cheddar cheese blend, ketchup, tomato sauce, and mustard on a sesame seed pizza crust drizzled with house sauce.
I want to say that I had that the year that we went, and it was pretty good.
Really?
I'm
I
pretty
won't ever
sure.
try it. Ketchup? No, I'm good. I'm good.
He's always been so weird about ketchup.
They're gonna have the alien macaroon.
That's good. I'm glad they started doing that.
This one's salted caramel buttercream with chocolate ganache and chocolate brownie bites.
They're definitely changing the flavors every year, it seems like.
That one sounds pretty good.
And while I like the name, it's mispronouncing the kind of dessert that it actually
That's true.
is.
It's not a macaroon.
No.
Maybe you should, maybe it should be macaron instead of
Well,
rune.
I guess you could pronounce it that way
But
too.
they don't say oh.
No,
They
they say
say
ooh.
ooh. Disney, what are you doing? Just kidding.
Somebody's drunk in the kitchen.
They also have green drink. It is
okay.
Alien-inspired punch made with pineapple juice, ginger beer, lemon-lime Powerade with lemon sorbet and a splash of vanilla, served with lychee popping pearls. That is a non-alcoholic beverage, and it kind of reminds me of Toy Story. Obviously, it's inspired by Toy Story. But if you remember at Pizza Planet, how the alien like barfs into that cup. I'm wondering if that's what this is supposed to be. It's like, I'm pretty sure that was green, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was like slime that would like come out of the mouth. Yeah. I remember that now. I don't know about all those flavors.
Pineapple, ginger, lemon lime, vanilla. I bet it's pretty good. I bet it's pretty good.
I'd have to try it. I definitely would try it. I wouldn't.
Is it the vanilla that's weirding you out?
The ginger beer going along with all of that
Really?
sounds different.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. But I've
I don't
had
know.
vanilla Sprite, and vanilla Sprite is very good.
Yeah.
I've
Have you
also
had
had.
the limited edition Dr. Pepper that's out right now?
Is that the coconut one?
Yes.
Not yet. I
Ooh.
just saw it on the internet today.
Yeah, I just got it at Walmart yesterday.
I wonder if they have it at Maverick.
It is in zero too.
I saw that. I saw
So
that. I'll have to
I
try
could use
one.
a little bit of a splash of raspberry in with it, but it's still really good.
I'll have to give it a go.
Yeah.
I do like me some Dr. Pepper.
That's a good
Anyway.
one. Anyway. Let's move right on to Cafe Orleans. They have so many options. They've
So
got
many.
the Earth Pass cake, inspired by Seoul.
Nice.
Lemon cream cheese mousse with mango passion fruit compote and Brittany dough base. I don't know what that means. With
Leave
white
Brittany
chocolate.
alone.
That was good. I like that. With white chocolate covered popping candies and on a blue and green vanilla sauce with a chocolate decoration.
Nice.
That's new.
That is new.
And also the only thing.
Hopefully there's more from Seoul.
Right?
Not just this one cake.
With the Brittany dough.
Yeah. Over at Carnation Cafe, they're going to have the fried bologna sandwich
Ooh.
inspired by Up, fried bologna, Monterey Jack, mustard, and mayo on white bread, served with house-made chips, cinnamon apples, and a pickle spear.
You know, I think I knocked on that last time we talked about this. But for some reason, that actually does sound kind of good.
Fried bologna.
Used
Nothing
to
wrong
do
with
that
some
all the
fried
time.
bologna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw
Yeah, used to.
those puppies in the microwave.
Right. That's the way
As
we
a
did it.
child, anyway.
Right. We do it differently now. Probably with a thicker sliced
Oh, yeah.
bologna than we were used to, not the Oscar Mayer stuff. But yeah, I'd give that a shot for sure. Let's see over at Gibson Girl Ice Cream Parlor. They've got ice cream cones inspired by Monsters, Inc. A scoop of pistachio ice cream dipped in green chocolate, garnished with a candy eye and horns.
Nice.
I do like the look of it. It
Me
looks pretty
too.
cool.
I would try it for sure.
Absolutely.
Over at Jolly Holiday Bakery Cafe, their foods are inspired by Luca. First one is the Silenzio Bruno sandwich. You've seen Luca, right?
Not all the way through.
Are
I've
you
seen bits and
serious?
pieces.
I loved
But
Luca.
I know Silenzio Bruno.
Luca is one of my favorites. I was hoping to see it in the theater, but I didn't get to. But yes, the Silenzio Bruno sandwich is chopped ham, salami, pepperoni, provolone, lettuce, tomato, pickled onion, and peppercini with Italian dressing, served in an Italian roll with house-made chips.
I would love that.
Oh, yeah. And then they have the Sea Monster Friends Parfait. Layers of graham cracker crumbs, mascarpone cheesecake, Berry blue gelatin and blue chantilly topped with a Luca chocolate decoration. Both are new this year and both sound pretty good.
Yeah, both of those, the sandwich and the dessert, look really good. Way good. And the mouth is watering after talking about the Silencio Bruno. That would definitely Silencio Brian for at least 10 minutes.
Yes, or
So.
at least.
So, anyway, yeah. Okay, got to get past that sandwich. All right, Plaza Inn. The usual, ever since they first brought in Pixar Fest, the Pixar Fest cake is always there. It's layers of yellow, blue, and red vanilla sponge cake with cream cheese frosting and a chocolate Pixar ball decoration.
Nice. And you can say if you liked it or not, because you had it,
I
I
did.
remember.
It was delicious.
Just a normal vanilla
Yeah,
cake.
vanilla cake.
There you go. Over at Rancho de las not de la Rancho del Zocalo, April 26th through August 18th. Obviously, theirs are inspired by Coco. They have the Rivera family huarache, which is a fried huarache with pollo asado, beans, cabbage, pepper, cotija cheese, sour cream, and lime. I don't know what that is. Isn't that
I
the
don't
thing that
either.
means like,
It looks like flatbread.
doesn't it mean like a sandal or shoe or something? Isn't that what
A sandal is a chancla.
is what?
Chancla?
I don't know. Anyway,
Right,
looks
I'm going to
good.
Google it.
And then this one I thought was awesome. It's the Marigold Bridge. Tri-colored white sponge, cinnamon croquantine, cinnamon mousse, and cream cheese frosting decorated with a chocolate bridge and orange chocolate shavings. And I like the little Marigold Bridge they give you. I think that's kind of cool. Kind of
A
cool.
huarache is also a sandal, but the
I
word
was
for
right.
sandal, but the word for sandal that I knew was chancla.
Yeah, because I vaguely remember this kind of thing before. I don't know if it was this or if it was somewhere else where I saw it, but it stood for like a shoe or a sandal
Yeah.
because the bread or whatever was like the shape of a shoe or sandal. I knew I wasn't crazy.
No, you were not. What I was thinking of is more of like a flip-flop style sandal.
Yeah.
So you are correct.
Yes, finally.
Let's see. Over at Red Rose Tavern, they've got a Fergus Fizz inspired by
You
Brave.
gotta say it right. Fergus.
Yes, that. It's a cranberry raspberry mix. And a Sprite with a butterscotch topper and granola crumble.
Now that sounds weird to me.
Yeah, it was fine until you
Until
said
butterscotch.
butterscotch and granola.
On cranberry raspberry, yeah, that's wild.
Like the cranberry raspberry mix with Sprite,
Sounds good, yeah.
I'm all over that, but you lost me at the butterscotch and granola.
Well, over at Refreshment Corner, they have a barbecue potato dog inspired by Toy Story that's new this year. Looks
So good.
tasty. Smoked sausage, barbecue pulled pork, coleslaw, fried onions, and green onions served in a baked potato.
Kind of funny. I'm actually toying with the idea of doing a pulled pork baked potato.
Well, there you
So,
go. Just
yeah.
add a smoked sausage in there.
And some coleslaw and fried onions.
Heck yeah.
I might have to try that. All right, anyway, Stage Door Cafe, April
Yeah.
26th through the 18th.
I
This
love
one goes
this.
even longer. This is called the There's a Snake on My Funnel Cake. Inspired by Toy Story, of course.
Is it really? Just kidding.
I know it's bizarre. It's really quite a stretch, but no. It is a funnel cake topped with a chocolate peanut butter pudding, cookie crumbles, peanut butter dust, and a candy snake.
Nice.
So I like that. And the chocolate peanut butter flavor probably is delicious.
Oh yeah, can't go wrong with that flavor combination. Over at Tropical Hideaway, also through August 18th, they have the pineapple coconut float inspired by lava, blue Dole pineapple coconut juice, topped with Dole Whip soft serve, strawberry lava, and a gummy. Oh, and a gummy. And that is non-alcoholic and new this year.
Sounds like I would lava
Oh, yeah.
that. All right. Anyway, let's move over to Troubadour Tavern. Apparently, food based with potatoes is a big thing with
Yes,
Disney
so
this year,
good
but
gravy.
they all sound really good. So we've got the Roundup barbecue potato inspired by Toy Story. Brisket burnt ends tossed in a Coca-Cola barbecue sauce, creamy slaw, pickle spear, and onion flavored snacks, also known
Funyuns.
as Funyuns. But that is all inside of a potato, just like the one we talked about before. They also have the Una Papa Loca. That is inspired by cocoa, if you couldn't tell by the name. That is a chicken al pastor. Cheese, avocado salsa, and sour cream topped with onion and cilantro with spiced corn chip crumble inside a potato.
Side of potato.
I would definitely take either of those. They sound really good. They've got the Firetown mac and cheese bites inspired by Elemental. Fried Gouda mac and cheese bites tossed in four chili rub. That I would definitely eat. And then they've got the Joyful Tenders and Mac inspired by Inside Out, which is also a kids' meal offering. So,
Yay.
or is a kids' meal offering, maybe not also.
Oh,
They've got the Mixed Emotions popcorn inspired by Inside Out, ube flavored popcorn made with M&M's milk chocolate candies, freeze-dried Skittles, bite-sized candies, and pretzel sticks. That actually looks and sounds kind of good. I'm not familiar with ube, but I.
the ube popcorn sounds good. And I could see it working well with the freeze-dried Skittles.
But not so much with the
I'm not into
pretzels
like
and M&M's.
maybe pretzels. I just don't know that I'd want the M&Ms in there.
Yeah.
Just give me the popcorn. Just
Right.
give me ube popcorn. I think that would be good.
Maybe you can ask for that. But also, they've got Adventure Is Out There Cold Brew, inspired by Up, dark chocolate cold brew with butterscotch topper, wafer cookie, and confetti quins, kings, something. I don't know.
Confetti something.
Yes, those things. They've also got a Lotso Berry Lemonade, a strawberry flavored lemonade with sweet cream topper, and an Outshine strawberry fruit bar. I think I could probably for sure eat that and drink that. I'm a
Yeah.
sucker for a good lemonade.
Nice. Very nice. Looks like all of that's new too, which is
Yeah,
very
all of
nice.
it.
Over at the Churros near Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters, April 26th through August 4th, they're gonna have have the Blackberry Churro. It's inspired by Toy Story. Not sure why exactly, but classic churro rolled in blackberry sugar, served with a strawberry banana dipping sauce,
Seems
which is
random.
new. Seems very random because I was thinking Lotso, and then I'm like, no, lots of strawberry.
Yeah.
So I don't know where blackberry comes into
Well,
play.
and to have blackberry churro and then randomly have strawberry banana dipping sauce, like,
I don't know what they're doing.
It's quite the
I'm sure
flavor
it's good, but
combination. Oh, I'm sure it
I don't
is,
get the
but
Toy Story
no,
reference.
not at all. If you can think of a Toy Story reference, let us know. Let's see. Going over to Disney California Adventure over at Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta. This is April 26th through October 31st. This is going to be there a while. So
Holy
you've got
crap.
time. A birria pizza
Ooh.
inspired by Coco. Birria with mozzarella cheese, onions, and cilantro. Tomatillo salsa, radishes, limes, and consomme available by
Nice.
the slice or a whole pie. I would totally get that.
That sounds awesome.
So good.
All the way through Halloween. That's
Yeah,
crazy.
that's nuts.
Over at the Churro Cozy Cone Motel, number one, April 26th through August 4th. New this year, Junkyard Jamboree Churro inspired by Cars, obviously. Chocolate espresso, sugar dusted churro with chocolate engine oil sauce, topped with assorted candy parts.
Interesting. Very interesting. Anyway, cone three, one of my favorite cones to visit. You can get the oh wait, no, it's called the chili cone queso. They have a Luigi and Guido cone inspired by Cars, cheese tortellini, pomodoro sauce, and mozzarella. Topped with basil panko and served in a
Dang.
bread cone.
Heck yeah.
Oh,
I
yes, please.
do
That
like
sounds so
tortellini.
good.
Over at Clarabelle's Hand Scooped Ice Cream, they have the Adventures Out There Sundae, vanilla ice cream, hot fudge, whipped cream, and a candied balloon in a waffle cup.
Oh, sorry, yawning. Over at Flo's V8 Cafe, you got the Dinoco Blue Cheeseburger, inspired by Cars, Angus beef and mushroom patty. Was that like a combo beef and mushroom patty?
I don't know.
It's
Maybe.
half plant-based, half real meat,
I
just to make everyone happy.
do like mushrooms, so I
I
would
do too. If that was
probably be
mixed in
down
with
with
the
that.
beef, that would probably be really good. It's got a blueberry compote, blue cheese crumbles,
Ooh.
red onion, bacon, tomato, arugula, and lemon aioli.
Interesting.
The blueberry compote is interesting to me on there, but I would for sure try that.
Huh,
That sounds
interesting.
good. They've also got a racing radial cake inspired by Cars. I would think everything in this area should be inspired by Cars. That is going to be a chocolate cake filled with red cheesecake, covered in dark chocolate glaze with a silver stripe.
Nice. Nice. Over at Hollywood Lounge, new this year is the Ramon Nachos. Inspired by Cars, tortilla chips topped with garlic chip, hey, not garlic, tortilla chips topped with grilled chicken, queso blanco, refried beans, pico de gallo, salsa verde, cotija, serrano peppers, and radishes. They're also going to have the Motorama Girl, which is vodka, rum, blue curacao, and pineapple cocktail, which looks good.
Does look good. Over at Jack Jack Cookie Num Nums, April 26th through the 18th of August. This is going to be a Jack Jack shortbread cookie. Believe it or not, inspired by The Incredibles. Shortbread cookie dipped in a chocolate with a Jack Jack chocolate piece.
Very nice. Over at Lamplight Lounge through the 18th, they're going to have new this year the Agua Chile Negro Tostadas, inspired by Elemental. Citrus and beet marinated ahi tuna, avocado mousse, mango pico de gallo, Fresno chilies, micro cilantro, and charred pepper chili sauce served tableside. There will also be the Cool Nut Puffs. I like this. That's funny. So Cool Nut Puffs filled with blue cloud mousse inspired by Elemental.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I thought it was pretty good. I wouldn't say it's like the best Pixar film, but
Better
definitely
than
not the
Wish.
worst Pixar. It's way better than Wish.
Okay.
Way better than Wish. Way better than Red or Turning Red. So,
Crap,
but
I
yeah.
just lost it.
Yeah, the Cool Nuts are a thing in that movie. That's kind of funny. The black crusted red puff. I think that's awesome.
It looks interesting.
Heck yeah.
Sorry,
Did
I'm
you?
trying to reload the article,
Oh, you're
so
good. Well,
here we
then.
go.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, just got to get back to where we were at now, which is right there. So Magic Key Terrace, April 26th through August 4th, like everything else, but to Magic Key holders only. So you got to be a Magic Key holder for this one. Luca seafood pasta, inspired by Luca.
That's weird.
So weird. Grilled prawns, clams, Spanish chorizo, spicy white wine tomato sauce, pappardelle pasta, mustard frills, and charred lemon half.
Of course, that's only for the special people.
Right. It looks really good. I feel like they over grilled those prawns, but
I know. Good gravy. Their faces or
right.
their legs.
Goodness.
I'll have to go with Sean and just have him go get it to go or
Right.
something. I don't know if they do to go
Are you going to share this with a non-magic keeper?
there. Yeah.
Then no pasta for you.
All right. Recuerdeme at Paradise Garden Grill starting April 26th. New Carnitas Wet Burrito inspired by Coco, house-made pork, carnitas, Spanish rice, refried beans, cilantro, onions, salsa verde, and salsa roja served with house-made tortilla chips. Also new is the Al Pastor Tacos, pineapple achiote marinated pork with avocado spread and tomatillo salsa served with Spanish rice and refried beans topped with queso fresco. They have the huarache with soy chorizo beans and seasoned steak tips topped with lettuce, cheese, avocado, crema, and tomatillo salsa, and served with Spanish rice and refried beans, topped with nopales pico de gallo. That is new and plant-based, so I'm guessing those steak tips are not real. Those must also be soy.
Probably.
And then they have the street style watermelon with lime juice, chili lime seasoning, and chamoy, which is plant-based. They have the
Weird.
chile verde chicken flautas topped with avocado spread, chicken, and sh oh my gosh, shredded lettuce, crema, queso fresco, tomatillo salsa, and pickled onion served with Spanish rice and refried beans topped with nopales pico de gallo. Street style taco, pineapple. Didn't I already do this? Oh no, I didn't. Street style taco. Pineapple, achiote, marinated pork, and a corn tortilla served with Spanish rice and refried beans topped with queso fresco. It's a kids' meal op offering. They also have a cheese quesadilla, whole wheat tortilla filled with jack and cheddar, which is a Disney Czech meal. New this year, they have the red velvet tres leches parfait topped with churro crunch and pink cinnamon mousse. Finished with green pearls, orange mousse, and chocolate skull decoration. Very cool. Watermelon candy cocktail, tequila, watermelon schnapps, and pineapple juice with a chamoy and chili lime seasoned rim. Dos Equis Lager and Dos Equis Amber.
Very good.
Oof.
That's a lot. Those of you that don't know, Recuerdame is Spanish version of Remember Me. So,
Huh.
case you were wondering. I only know that because I remember seeing the Spanish version of Remember Me
So is that
on
a
the
real,
album.
like, is that like a, I don't know.
Recuérdame.
Is that always there?
No, I think it's a thing that they're doing for Pixar Fest. I'm guessing it's probably like a thing off to the side,
Yeah,
or maybe it's
probably.
just like a special menu. I don't know, but it's tied
You'll
in there with
remember
Paradise
it.
Garden Grill. You'll remember it, yeah. If you don't, you're not listening to the anyway. All right, over at Schmoozie's, a Shake 2319,
Okay.
inspired by Monsters, Inc. Vanilla, orange, guava, and pineapple shake with shaved coconut, whipped topping, and an orange cone.
Very funny.
Non-alcoholic.
They need like a little chocolate sock or something on there.
Right? Why do we have a cone, have a sock?
Well, the guy has a horn, right?
Well, I know. They're going for the look of the actual monster, but.
Gotta have the sock on there somewhere, even just like a teeny little
Right. Like there should
sock.
be like a little white chocolate sock on there or
That'd be
something.
funny. Over at Smoke Jumpers Grill, they have both new the Blue Raspberry Lemonade, inspired by Brave. Blue Raspberry Lemonade in an orange sugar rimmed cup with a glow cube. That is non-alcoholic, but they, of course, don't worry, all you drunks. There is a alcoholic version. that is the Blue Raspberry Lemonade Cocktail, Blue Raspberry Lemonade with tequila and a glow cube.
Nice. Very nice. Sonoma Terrace, pesto chicken handheld pie inspired by Toy Story. Once again, not seeing the connection, unless it's the chicken man
Yeah, maybe.
from Al's Toy Barn. Puff pastry filled with grilled chicken, pesto ricotta, and mozzarella blend, and caramelized onion served with a spicy marinara dipping sauce.
Sounds good.
While I don't see the connection, sounds
Sounds
delicious.
awesome. Studio Catering Company is gonna have the Ramon Nachos there as well.
If you don't remember what those were, go back a little ways. We
Yeah.
talked about it. Churros at Hollywood Land. Multicolored churro, inspired by Monsters, Inc. Classic churro, dusted with multicolored sugar and topped with white cherry drizzle.
Churros over by Goofy's Sky School. They're going to have the Mr. Potato Head Chip Churro, topped with crushed potato chips and a chocolate drizzle inspired by Toy Story. That sounds pretty like wrong.
Right. It's like somebody offed Mr. Potato Head and put him on a churro. Now, what are
Yes.
we doing, people? outdoor vending carts, loaded carnitas pretzel bites inspired by Coco, Pixar Fest cotton candy. It's a yellow marshmallow cotton candy. Unsung Brewing Company, Metaplex IPA, and a Modelo Especial. Inspired by Coco.
All right.
It's not really, but it's Modelo, so it has to be.
Hold on to your butts, folks. We still have a bit to go.
Man, we may have to do the other one next time. Goodness.
Well, we
Whew.
could break now, because these marketplaces
Oh my
aren't
gosh,
arriving till
there
May
is a
10th.
lot.
There's a lot left. So we may have to do a part two. I don't even know when we started.
Me
I
either.
really don't.
I think we've been pushing like 2 hours on recording right now.
I think you're right. So we'll come back. We'll do a part two next week. Oh, man.
Holy cow.
And we still have, and we'll do this one real
This is
quick.
bigger than a holiday foodie guide.
We got to do the May the 4th foodie guide. It's very short.
Yeah,
So,
they probably only did one thing at Disneyland and all the rest is Star Wars over in Florida.
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, over at the Disneyland Resort, we have Docking Bay 7 Food and Cargo May 4th through August 22nd. They're going to have the Shockin' Beef with Tatooine Bounty with peppers, onions, and crispy kale. And that
Nice.
is new this year.
They've also got Katsaka's Kettle, May 4th through August 22nd. They're going to have a Kinyanyan Topato Pie, curry spiced potatoes, mixed vegetables, and mint chutney.
I'd eat that. Oga's Cantina starting May 4th. They're going to have a guava coconut milk with basil crystals. So guava juice, coconut milk, lime juice, and pure cane syrup with topped with basil crystals. Interesting.
Very interesting. Ronto Roasters is going to have a Destrin Ice Cap, Sprite, and Kiwi syrup with sweet cream cheese.
Some reason that sounds awful.
I don't want cream cheese in my drink.
Yeah, I don't care if you put sweet before it. Something sounds wrong.
That's something's not right there.
But at the beverage carts throughout Galaxy's Edge, May 4th through the 22nd of August, they're going to have the Galma Garlic Puffs, which is green curry flavored garlic puffs. Sounds pretty awesome.
Novelties throughout the resort. They're going to have a grinning Loth Cat souvenir mug. Includes guava coconut milk with basil crystals
I
at
like how it
Oga's
says it's
Cantina.
only at Oga's Cantina,
Yeah,
but it's
but
under throughout.
throughout the Disneyland park or resort, but it's only at
Like,
Oga's.
couldn't you have put that under Oga's Cantina?
I
You know what I
guess,
mean?
yeah, I guess that's a few different things here, though.
I guess.
That one specifically is at Oga's. They have a Sap Tap cup, includes a fountain beverage at time of purchase. Only 10 per person per
Oh, man.
transaction. So,
Who's needing 10 of these?
right. It's available at Docking Bay 7 and Galactic Grill and Ronto Roasters. So, a little bit outside of Galaxy's Edge with Galactic Grill being involved. They also have the salvaged Stormtrooper helmet buckets.
So awesome.
That is very cool. That's going to be at Galactic Grill, Katsaka's Kettle, beverage carts in Galaxy's Edge, and popcorn near the Star Trader. They will also have the Acid Spitter Orb Sipper. Includes fountain drink, time to purchase, also limit 10 per person. That one is Docking Bay 7, Oga's Cantina, and Ronto Roasters. And then a Droid Parts premium vessel. Once again, 10 per person per transaction. And that's only at beverage carts and Galaxy's Edge. So all over the Disneyland Resort, but mostly at Galaxy's Edge
Yes.
and Tomorrowland.
All right. Well, there we go. We'll do the rest of Pixar Fest next week, so
Who'd
you
have
have
thought
to
that would
join
be so
us.
much?
It's not like you can go read it on your own, but you may
Right.
as well join us next week. Listen to what we have to say, 'cause we say things.
Yep, we're pretty awesome with that.
But yeah, that's it. Hopefully we didn't keep you guys too long, but thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you like the episode, again, please share it with those that might also enjoy it. Listen to us every week if you would be so kind. Also follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And of course, subscribe and leave us a nice 5-star review on the following platforms.
That would, of course, be Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Play, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, and Reason.
And that is it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us this week. Please join us every week, every Wednesday, to hear the new word on the main street. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.